It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Better bus service may be a key to helping the city recover from the recession. That's the claim in a report out today by the Center for an Urban Future. WNYC's transportation reporter Jim O'Grady is here to talk about how much of the city's job growth is happening in the boroughs and the fact that more people are using buses to get to work. Jim, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So is the report saying Manhattan is no longer where most of the jobs are in the city?
No, there's been a slow decline in Manhattan in that regard. But Manhattan still has 61% of all non-government jobs in the city. What it doesn't have right now is job growth. That is happening in the boroughs from 2.4% in Queens to up to 7.9% in Brooklyn, and that's over the last decade. So the result of that is fewer New Yorkers commuting by train to and from Manhattan and a lot more workers commuting by bus from borough to borough or within their borough.
That's right. If you think about the subway map, it's designed to basically to get people into Manhattan and then out of Manhattan, historically, where people would live in the boroughs and work in Manhattan. But the buses, obviously, you can move around within the borough, and this is what this report is talking about.
Yeah, it's talking about the change in those patterns. The transit system is set up for a pattern that doesn't apply really as much anymore. And not only that, the MTA plugged a budget shortfall last year in part by cutting bus lines in the outer boroughs. So if you – here's the math. Mm-hmm. You subtract service while adding 60% more riders since 1990, and what you get is one of the slowest bus speeds in the country. And that's really being felt outside Manhattan, where bus speeds are going down. And the report says that is threatening job growth in New York.
Now, talk about the different types of jobs that we're seeing, the growth of the jobs in the outer boroughs.
Yeah, in the outer boroughs, that's mostly in healthcare and education. So yesterday afternoon, I rode a crowded bus with Kathy Garrity. She's a healthcare worker in Brooklyn who takes the bus 40 times a week to go to her home visit appointments from Midwood, where she lives, to Brighton Beach. She can't afford a car, so she's been doing that for 6 years. She spends at least 2 hours a day on buses. So I asked her, what would you do to improve them? And this was her very weary response.
Put more buses on the line. That's what we need to do. Let them be on time. And maybe if there's more buses on the line, they will be on time.
Who, are you talking to the mayor now?
Yeah, I'm talking to the mayor. I like to talk to Mayor Bloomers. That's what I call them.
Oh, no, Mayor Bloomers. But, you know, this is another interesting point. A lot of people blame the mayor for problems with the transportation, but the mayor really doesn't have anything to do with it because it's the MTA, right?
Well, he has a little something to do. I mean, the report says with the MTA, what a lot of transit advocates say, that there needs to be a dedicated revenue stream in the state budget, and that's Governor Cuomo, for the MTA to maintain reliable service, not just on buses, but that would certainly help buses. But what the Center for an Urban Future is saying, what Mayor Bloomberg can do is push for more bus rapid transit. And now those are the buses that have those dedicated lanes, and then at some point they're going to have technology that will let them move faster by keeping lights in their favor. And yesterday, you know, as we crawled down Coney Island Avenue, me and Ms. Garrity, we could have used that. We could have used some help to speed the ride. But the bottom line is there are major businesses in the outer boroughs, like Hunts Point in the Bronx, with 20,000 employees, JFK Airport in Queens, 50,000 employees. And these businesses are saying it is harder for their employees in the boroughs to commute because they rely on the bus and that system is strained.
What's a profile of a typical employee who works in one of these the outer boroughs?
Well, a lot of them are like Kathy Garrity. Two-thirds of them earn less than $35,000 a year. And they're worried by cuts to service. And, you know, she talked about it. She's ground down by slower and more crowded buses.
Are buses the only solution? Why not invest more in the train system?
Well, realistically, it's because buses are cheap. They're the most cost-effective way of improving transit, especially in the outer boroughs. And if anything, critics say the city's been too slow in rolling out bus rapid transit.
Okay, WNYC's transportation reporter Jim O'Grady. Jim, thanks a lot.
Sure.